Good morning and welcome to Southern Fairway Sports Radio as we are broadcasting live from our Strixon studios located right here in South Alabama. And, of course, today's show is presented by McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. They're located just east of I-65 on Dolphin Street in Mobile, or you can check them out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. All right, in the studio with me today, one of the proprietors of Bujo's Cajun Grill, simply known as The Voice, Mr. Matt Brandt. Matt, how are you doing, my man?
What's going on, baby? We got the little Mardi Gras in the house. Laissez le bon temps rouler. It is time to party in Mobile and in New Orleans and Daphne and Fairhope and possibly anywhere you're listening from right now. If you're not near the parade, just make one of your own.
Well, they had one in Daphne last night.
They did.
Tonight
they've
got one in Fairhope. I'll get to MC that one, the Knights of Ecarouche. So excited about that. Yeah. Always fun to do. So, yeah, looking forward to that. And we left the door open, and guess who walked in? The director of golf at Quail Creek Golf Club in beautiful Fairhope, Alabama, where we'll be tonight. The good friend, sweet swinging Bobby Hall.
The D.O. Single G.
Single G, yeah, single G.
Wow.
Or double G.
That's a new one. Randy, I look forward to seeing you in your penguin suit tonight. Going to KOER, he's going to put on a tux and grace us
with
his presence.
Man, I got to tell you something. The first time I did that, that's been a long time ago.
Yeah.
First one I did. And so we go to Bobby's house and get dressed and everything. I get the hiccups.
Funny. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I got the hiccups. Remember, I couldn't get rid of them. And Dana Proctor, she's like, here, do this. And Doug Proctor, like, try this. And still in my head.
We had him standing on his head.
Oh, my gosh.
Drinking out of a glass backwards.
Oh, my gosh.
We had bitters pouring in the drink. We were trying everything.
It was a mess, I'm going to tell you. But, boy, when it came game time, I was ready to go. So, good stuff. What's happening out of Quail Creek?
Well, we had 76 players today and a two-man scramble going on, our first event of the year for the MGA. I'm telling you, Randy, I'm going to have to start leaving earlier to get up here for the show. Baldwin County is growing so fast. I just come up 181, you know, and it's four lane now. And it's still, it just takes forever. The county is growing so fast. We're so busy at Quail Creek. We've just got a lot going on. All the high schools playing and just a lot going on. Golf course in good shape, but come see us at Quail Creek. But it is growing tremendously. It's just so many people now.
Yeah.
I'm just not used to it. I'm used to my 10-minute drive to Daphne, and now it's 15, 20 minutes. But good problem to have.
Let me just mention, you had said Mardi Gras. I talked a little bit about Mardi Gras. I want to remind you that Mardi Gras is here, and D&K has everything you need to celebrate carnival season in style. Tuxed and tails, rentals, they start as low as $99.95. D&K also has a full line of formal accessories, including patent formal shoes, suspenders, cuff link, and stud sets, escort gloves, should you need those, Matt, tonight, whenever you go to yours, and much more. So for all your fine men wear needs this Mardi Gras season, shop D&K on the Beltline today and let the good times roll. You can give them a call at 251-665-7350, or you can go online and check them out, dnkmobile.com. John and his staff really will take very good care of you. Big lineup today. We're going to be talking with Elliot Mello, who's Bridgestone's marketing manager for golf products. Great guy. Always love talking to Elliot. Not only do they have the new golf balls out, but they got clubs out. Okay, I don't know if you knew that, Bobby.
Back with clubs.
They got clubs. Yep. So we'll talk with him about that. And they got some neat commercials. If you've not seen those, you got to check them out. Funny commercials. We'll talk with him about that. Tiger, we'll talk about as well. But a lot to get into with Elliot Mello in our next segment. Bottom of the hour, we'll talk with Mitch McConnell. We'll start with a little TGL. Did you watch it this past week with Tiger?
I did.
He made a little goofy, didn't he?
He did. I guess we'll get that in one of these segments here. A little video, the little audio from Tiger himself, but it was hilarious. I mean, we're all on the golf course. We're all that guy where we're about 160, 170 yards out, and our buddy's got his rangefinder out for us. He's giving us the exact number, and he says 79. And we look back, 179? Well, yeah, you dummy. You're almost 200 yards away from the hole. You can see it. But that's in real life. Tiger had a little different situation.
Did you see
TGL.
This, Bobby?
No, I'm looking forward to hearing this.
Let's do that right now. Tiger is given the yardage minus the first number, okay? It's a par 5. He's hit at 300-something yards, and they holler 99. Kevin Kisner hollers 99, okay?
time, Tiger Woods is still attempting to analyze what the hell just happened. But at least you can smile.
No, I heard 99 yards, and so I went out there and hit it 100 yards, and one of the most embarrassing moments in my golfing career just happened.
But breaking it down in real life, that's how you guys speak. On the real golf course.
Yeah, I know that.
And you can see the pin, and you know it's 200 yards.
I know that. I just screwed up. I mean, that was embarrassing.
Admit your mistake. So, and move forward.
That's right.
And he hit a perfect 99-100 yard shot.
And it was funny. You got to watch it live, and TGL's getting more and more fans, I think, on TV and around the States, of course. But watching it live, hit the ball, and he's like, oh, you could tell in his eyes, I hit that really good. And then it's a 99-yard layup to a 200-yard shot. And he's like, what happened? Yeah. So it was good stuff.
It was funny. Yeah. It was funny. Now, I will say, and we're going to talk with Mitch about TGIL amongst a bunch of things, but one of the things they are going to have to do, and I've watched just about every one of them, is at some point it starts to get just a little boring. Okay, somehow they got to spice it up. I don't know what they got to do, but they got to spice it up just a little bit. So we'll talk with him, get his thoughts on it. He had some buddies that went down there, and they actually said the thing when you're sitting in the audience, you don't get to hear the guys talking. All you hear is the music and the MC. So it's I think there's something there, but they do have to spice up a little bit. In the last segment, we're going to be contacting our West Coast correspondent, Ben Goodman, not to talk about golf. Today's his birthday.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't know we're calling him, so we'll sing a little happy birthday song to him. How about that? And, Bob, you'll have a tip.
He doesn't know you're calling?
He doesn't know I'm calling.
Oh, this
should be good. This should be good.
So we'll see how that goes, if he'll answer. Of course, we'll get you caught up on some golf, PGAs in Mexico, the LPGA there in Thailand. Get you caught up on all of that. And, hey, by the way, last week we had our first event on the Southern Fairways Golf Tour. We played at Peninsula. Wonderful time, Matt. We got to play together.
We did. I enjoyed it. Had a great foursome. We had a great group. Everybody was plus on their points, I believe, except for one of us. And I think Colin.
Colin
was the only one didn't quite.
The guy that hits it the furthest.
Yeah. Also has the hardest points to hit. I mean,
right.
We'll give him a little credit.
Yeah.
Man, it was the course conditions were great. The staff were fantastic. Peninsula's a great place to go, and the SFGT is a great tour to be involved with because it's such a great group of guys. Really good crowd after the round, hanging out for the awards and all of the announcements. So whether you're a sponsor, you're a player, or you're both, great place to be and great tour to be a part of.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. Bobby, you had some fun as well. Your assistant got to play for the first time on the tour with us.
Yeah, I invited John Michael to play and worked out his schedule so he could be off, and I'd like him to participate a little more. It was fun. The golf course is in good shape. A little windy for my conditions. I didn't play very well, but I enjoyed the day very much. And playing with Obie. Obie did not have a good day, but we still had a good group like you all did and had a lot of fun. And I'm so looking forward to the next event in March 16th.
That'll be at Craft Farms. We'll be playing Cypress Bend.
The pot will be doubled on the skins game.
There were no skins.
Right.
Yeah, and
no skins are going to carry over.
We got to say congratulations to Keith Mitchell. He did win at Peninsula. How'd you like that trophy?
Yeah, it was
that
nice.
Looked good.
That looked pretty
really
good, didn't it?
Yeah. Keith's playing today in our two-man scramble at Quill Creek. Yeah,
okay. He's a champion right now. So.
Yeah.
Well, he played well. Give him a prop, plus 14.
Yeah.
He was plus 14. I mean, I was hoping to get
a lot of birdies.
I was plus two. I'm happy with that. I'll take it. Just enough to not win and raise my points next time.
And you know what's so funny, Bobby, is okay, now we have a little side game going, Matt and I do. And when we originally added it up, Matt's face was just dropped, and he said, it's a par 71, right? And I said, no, it's a par 72. Lit back up because it made us even. We tied.
Oh, okay.
No money across the board anywhere.
That's right. That's right. But I did add up. This is how bad it was. I missed a 3-foot putt on 18, which I should have made. There's no reason I missed it. And that one putt caused me a third place finish overall. I would have beat you and made some extra dollars. I would have beat Butch and made some extra dollars. I lost like $200 on that one 3-foot putt.
Wow.
Because I just. I didn't just tap it in.
Not Nope, you lost focus there for a minute.
Did I sure did.
And I want to say thank you for
a good
that.
Reason.
I want to say thank you for that. Bobby, you're going to have a tip for us coming up in a little bit as well. So a lot to get into. Hey, we will do what we did last week. All right. We have a theme song that will be popping up in going into the last segment. All right. And you will win some free golf. So I guess that we won't there, Bobby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, you see,
I had to do that one, right? I know I was going to have to look. If you said no, I was going to have to look to you and say, can I get some cheesecake or something?
There you go. Right.
Something. But, yeah. No, 251-343-0106 is the phone number. Go ahead and put that on speed dial, 251-343-0106. We will have that theme song, and you'll get four rounds of golf with Cart at Quail Creek.
Absolutely.
Be ready. Theme song coming up. All you got to do is first caller calls in. Get you right. You're going to receive that. All right, let's take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to visit with Bridgestone's marketing manager for golf products, our good friend Elliot Mello. He's up next right here on Southern Fairways.
Hey, everyone. I'm Blair O'Neill with the Golf Channel, and you're listening to Southern Fairways Radio, hosted by Randy Bergen. Make sure to watch Martin and I, Blair O'Neill, on School of Golf. You can check us out on Golf Pass, and we're going to be helping your game. But now, let's have some fun with Southern Fairways Radio.
And welcome back to Southern Fairways. Randy Bergen along with Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall and Matt Brand. Glad that you are on board with us. And going to our guest line of welcoming a good friend of ours, Elliot Mello with Bridgestone. He's the marketing manager for golf products. And Elliot, it is so good to talk to you. It's been a minute since we've had you on, pal. How you been doing?
Great to be on, Randy. All is well in Georgia. How you guys doing today?
Well, I thought I'd play that little Boss Gags for you, a little Georgia, because that's where we go. We go over all, more specifically, to Covington, Georgia, where home of Bridgestone, and all doing good here. I've got to tell you something. I went through and I saw the latest commercials that Bridgestone has put out, and I got to tell you, you got some good ones. They are some good ones, but the one that gets me the most is that new one. It's the one about the superhero version. Who came up with that? That's pretty doggone good.
Yeah, it's a fun little spot. You know, we've got our new E12 series, and each of the three golf balls, they kind of have a different launch characteristic. And we took the, the comedy group, St. Andre, who you've seen the viral social media videos mm-hmm. from, and we gave each of the St. Andre guys kind of a personality that ties to each of the appropriate golf balls.
They're flying through the air, and I mean, the one guy's just laughing flying through there, and it does. It just makes you start laughing. You know, whenever you hear a baby laugh, you start laughing, right? This is what this commercial will do for you. It will make you laugh. Let's talk about your brand new E12 golf balls. You just break those out this year. I guess you introduced those at the PGA show in January. Talk about the differences in those three E12 golf balls.
Yeah, so, you know, the E12 series, it's always been a distance-oriented golf ball. And what we found when designing this latest E12 series, you know, we've been the leaders in ball fitting since 2006. And what that means is, you know, we've got over 4 million consumers that we fit. So that's a lot of data points of swings and a lot of database that we can look at when designing the golf balls. So we identified that 85% of players were giving up distance because their ball flight's not optimized. And what I mean by that is their launch conditions are off, their spin's off, et cetera. And so when we reimagined the E12 series, we really said, how can we design a golf ball or two golf balls or three golf balls that really address people's launch conditions to really optimize their flight? And so that's where the new E12 series was born. So there's 44% of players that either hook or slice the golf ball. These are the players that I like to call horizontally challenged. And that's where the strength comes into play. For the player that wants to hit the ball higher, that needs to get the ball in the air for some added carry distance, we have our E12 high launch. It's a lower compression golf ball. It rides on the face longer to launch a little bit higher. And then for players that balloon the golf ball, or for players that play in, you know, traditionally windy conditions and want to hit the ball a little bit lower, we have our E12 speed, which is the lowest launching and fastest of the three golf balls. So between the E12 straight, the E12 high launch, and the E12 speed, there should be a new Bridgestone E12 golf ball that fits what you're looking for.
They're good golf balls, there's no doubt. Visiting with Elliot Mello, Bridgestone's marketing manager for golf products. And Matt, I know you got a question, but before I go to you, Matt, I got to ask you, Elliot, Sammy Fu, your master golf ball fitter, how's he doing? And guys, listen, let me tell you, if you haven't had a golf ball fitting, this you need to do. It's very, very important because you got to use a golf ball. You might use a different club on every shot, but you're going to use a golf ball on every shot for sure. How's Sammy doing?
Sammy Fu's doing great. You know, our season kind of starts at the PGA show, and we're doing golf ball fittings, you know, in Florida and the Panhandle and out in Arizona and Southern California right now. And, you know, as we get closer to the Masters and beyond, you know, we start doing ball fitting in more of a nationwide capacity. And so Sammy Fu's the man behind the wheel and in charge of all the ball fitters and training them, and he's our master fitter. And like you said, Randy, going through the ball fitting experience is second to none. It's the, I call it the Pepsi Coke challenge of golf. You hit your existing golf ball on a launch monitor. We get some data, and then based on that data, we repeat the process and measure the Bridgestone golf ball against it. And what we found through ball fitting is around 65% of the time we can show improvement with a Bridgestone ball, and on average, that improvement's about 12 yards longer off the tee.
Wow, good stuff. Wow. Visiting with Elliot Mello, Bridgestone. Matt?
Hey, Elliot, great to have you on. New exciting stuff going on with Bridgestone right now. Tell us about the irons you got rolling.
Yeah. So we came out with some new irons at the end of last year, kind of right during the holiday season. You know, when it comes to the golf clubs, we've always been known for high-quality, soft-forged irons, you know, Japanese manufacturing. And so we have three sets of irons in the market right now. We've got our 220 MB, which is kind of a traditional blade, kind of a traditional muscle-back club. We've got our 221 CB, which is a compact player's cavity back iron. That's the one that's been getting a little action on the PGA Tour. It has kind of a varying center of gravity throughout the set. And so when we designed that club, when we talk about stopping power, you know, there's always been kind of how much does this club spin? That's always been a buzzword, to spin. But we kind of reimagined it to be stopping power. And so when I say stopping power, the center of gravity in that set of clubs, it moves to create a different trajectory, different landing angle, coupled with the spin rate. And the combination of all that creates what we reference as stopping power. And so kind of different ball flights throughout the set of clubs in the 221 CB. And then for the player looking for a little bit more forgiveness, we have the 222 CB Plus, which is a little bit larger profile. It has some milling in the back pocket of the club that moves the center of gravity around even more aggressively than what we do in the cavity back. And also the milling in that club kind of helps with stability on shots out towards the toe and things of that nature. So really a nice variety of iron set to kind of match from that, you know, that scratch player through kind of that mid-handicap guy.
Good stuff, and they look good too, I'm going to tell you. Visiting with Bridgestone Golf's marketing manager, Elliot Mello. Bobby, I know you have a question.
Yeah, nice to have you on the show. You've got a great stable, as always. You've got, from what I can see, you got Freddie Couples, Jason Day, Matt Kuchar, Chris Couturup. How important has it been to have Mr. Woods on your staff?
Yeah, well, I mean, Tiger, obviously, he's an icon of the game, and I think what a lot of people don't realize with Tiger is obviously he moves the needle in terms of getting consumer excitement, getting people to recognize Bridgestone. But behind the scenes, he's an extension of our R&D team, quite frankly. And, you know, he really helps us design golf balls, and not just his own golf ball, but really all of the golf balls. The fun thing about testing with Tiger relative to some of the other players, a lot of the other guys, when they're going through the testing process, they say, yeah, this ball works, or no, this ball doesn't work. But when we're testing with Tiger, he's so discerning that he'll hit a prototype golf ball and he'll say, yeah, this isn't going to work for me, but, you know, maybe you should try applying this technology to the RX or a different type of golf ball because I could see it working for that type of player profile. And so he really has his fingers kind of in the R&D process of all the Torbee golf balls that we make.
Which is very important. The one thing we do have to get with Tiger on, and I'm not sure if he was hitting a Bridgestone the other night on TGL whenever he was 200 yards out and he hits a 99-yard shot. Don't know if you saw
it was a Bridgestone ball, but not a Bridgestone club.
There you go. Hey, while we've got TGL on our mind here, talk a little bit. Give me your thoughts on TGL.
I think it's exciting. I mean, anything to kind of reach new audiences in golf is exciting. You know, we talk about all of these new players that we've picked up over the last couple of years, and I think anything we can do to make the game more accessible is exciting. I think the fact that it's in primetime television and, you know, can reach a different audience, the fact that it's, you know, 2 hours instead of 5 hours on a Sunday, you know, I think it may not be for everybody, but I think there is a segment of golfers, there's a segment of sports fans that I think it's reaching. So I'm excited to kind of see where it goes, you know, in the future after they have kind of the off season to think about it and retool it and kind of make it even better for next year.
Visiting with Elliot Mello, Bridgestone's golf marketing manager. Elliot, I know we've been talking a lot about the E12, but let us not forget about the RX series and the RXS and the X, which the X is what Tiger's hitting, correct?
Correct, yeah. So in the tour balls, there's four different tour balls in the Bridgestone lineup. And so we have our Tour BX, which is a distance-oriented tour ball, and then we have our XS, a little bit softer cover. That's the ball that Kurt Kitayama, for example, is playing on tour, a little bit more spin-oriented. And those are designed for those players that swing like a tour player, the guys that swing over 105 miles per hour. But we know that 75% of players do not swing over 105 miles per hour, and that's where the RX and RXS line come into play. And so basically what the RX and RXS are is they're a tour ball but a lower compression. And so the RX is a distance-oriented golf ball that's designed for players that swing under 105 miles per hour. This is the ball that Fred Couples plays on the tour. So while it's designed for a slower swing speed, it is by all means a tour performance golf ball. And then we have the RXS, also for players that swing under 105 miles per hour. A little bit softer cover, a little bit more greenside control.
I'll tell you, and you've added the mindset, which is more of a mental approach, and I think Jason Day kind of brought that to you, and I guess that's been working out pretty well for you as well.
Yeah, so mindset is a unique marking on the golf ball. It's a visual technology that really helps you focus on your shot. So what we're doing is we're taking a professional-level pre-shot routine and making it easy for the amateur to understand. So essentially there's three circles on the golf ball. There's when we're standing over the golf ball, whether it's on the tee or the putting green, we're looking at the red circle and we're identifying our target. We're then moving our eye to the yellow circle, and this is the phase where we start to visualize the shot. And what I mean by visualize the shot, when I'm standing on the tee, if I'm trying to hit a high draw, for example, I'm visualizing what's my club path, where's this ball flight going to be, and then ultimately I move my eye to the green dot on the golf ball. I take a deep breath and I take a swing. And so without getting overly scientific, there's different parts of your brain, different lobes of your brain that are better at analyzing, that are better at being athletic. And so by going through the three steps, it essentially quiets your brain so you can make a more athletic swing. And so what we found when people use the mindset technique, their swing speed increases, they hit their drives about 7 yards further on average. On the putting green, they have fewer three putts, they make about 33% more of their putts. And then on the scorecard, on average, they gain about 3 strokes per round when using mindset. So it really has a unique impact from teaching.
I got to tell you, Elliot, it is this segment is going by fast. That is some great, great information. If you'd like more information, you'd like to check out these golf balls, go to bridgestonegolf.com. Elliot, glad you're doing better. Glad to have you on and look forward to having you back on real soon. Okay, pal?
Thanks for having me on, brother. Talk soon.
Okay. All right, buddy. There you go. Elliot Mello, Bridgestone Golf's marketing manager. Take a time out. We'll come back. We visit with Mitch McConnell. Got a lot to get into. Yeah, don't go anywhere. More of Southern Fairways right after this.
Hey, get her done. You know who this is? This is Larry the Cable Guy. And you know who you're listening to? That's right. Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Radio Show. And if you're not listening to him, you're a communist. These boys is good.
When I set that up, Bobby, there was, when fantasy, the word fantasy came out, there was something I was going to say. And I said, no, I'm going to back away from that. Okay, so we're going to back out of that. Welcome back to Southern Fairways. Randy Bergen along with Swing Swinging Bobby Hall. Matt Brandt has left the building. He is headed to the Mardi Gras. So wish them the very best. And glad that you are with us, though. And time to go back to our guest line and welcome in a good friend of ours, Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive. Mitch, how you doing, my man?
Randy, top of the morning to you, buddy. How's the show going so far?
Man, it's going extremely well. Of course, we had Elliot Mello on with us with Bridgestone just a little while ago. Great guy. And, we got a lot to get into with you. And I'm going to tell you what, we're going to start out with some TGL. I want to talk to you about that. You and I kind of talked earlier this week and talked a little bit about it. It's good stuff. I like it. But there's parts of it that get boring. And I don't know how they got to spice that up or what they're going to do. But you got to keep everybody in tune.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody listening is tuned in, Randy, but there's a lot of things I like about it. You know, one of the things that I would say is, number one, when you go play at a country club championship or a Saturday golf game, you know, there's three or four guys together, and that's some of the thing that I like about it is seeing these guys kind of team up and needle each other and back and forth. But Randy, I mean, we didn't invest any of our money in it, thank God, because I'm not sure it has a big shelf life. But I'm kind of enjoying it. Where do you stand on it right now? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I agree with you. I think the shelf life might be out. It may have another year or two, unless they, you know, again, they've got to get something spiced up on it. I know that you have got some guys that have been there, and as a fan or a participant there at the at TGL, they have said, you know, you don't get to hear the guys talking, so you just kind of hear music and the MC guy.
Right, my partner Benny Bray, who lives in Dallas, big golf guy, went with Jimmy Dunn, who we know is pretty big time guy, good friend of Roy's, and very wealthy fella. But basically, what my partner said is, Mitch, you know, I love real golf, and that wasn't real golf. And by the way, when they're out there talking back and forth. So, Randy, you and I fixed TGL. We just said we're going to give everybody an earpiece when they show up. So they can tune in to the Tiger explaining why he hit a 100-yard shot to a 199-yard shot this week. That was one of the funnier things I've seen in golf. He literally was off by 100 yards. If he did that at Augusta, he'd be in the Azaleas and never come out on hole like number 12, wouldn't he?
Well, he would, and
I'll
tell you what.
I think it's fun. It's fun. It's prime time, right? We can tune in at 7 o'clock. I've kind of enjoyed it. So I'm excited to see where it goes, buddy.
Absolutely. We're visiting with Mitch McConnell, Mitch of McConnell Automotive. Bobby?
Well, I haven't been able to watch too much of the TGL. I'm always kind of busy, and sometimes I just forget that it's on. But I do look forward to the camaraderie, as you said, kind of the team side of it. It's kind of fun, and then they're helping each other read putts, and that's kind of what we do in our groups, playing at Quill Creek and other places. So that part of it I did enjoy. I think that's funny that Tiger hit that shot, but he manned up to it. You know, I've done that before. I've taken a rangefinder or two and thrown it in the water when I shot 89 and it was 189, you know.
Bobby, I've done it myself. What's the biggest yardage you've missed before? Did you pick up a 6-iron when you thought it was a 9? Was it that simple, or was it something worse?
I've done that.
Yeah, I was playing in a tournament at Lakewood, and the trees behind the pin I picked up, so I thought it was 126 yards. So I hit it 126 yards, flew it into the penalty area behind the green, and everybody looked at me and said, Bobby, it's only 76 yards. And I went, God damn. That rangefinder went swimming because the batteries weren't working or something. But we've all done it. So I think that is the fun side of TGL that they can cut up. And so I look forward to watching it and seeing more from it. I think Randy's right. It needs to be spiced up.
Well, and I know you haven't been able to watch it, but I think Kevin Kisner, their first time playing, I think it might have been on their last hole, whatever, is in the sand trap, and he blades it out of the sand trap, and it hits the flag, almost breaks the flagpole in half, all right? Absolutely hilarious, all right? I mean, it could have killed somebody had it not hit the flagpole. So, but, you know, there's some funny things to it. I think it's got some – It's got some life, but they do need to spice it up just a little bit. Let's turn real quick and talk about PGA and LIV. Now, that looks like, or is it coming together, Mitch?
Well, that's a way more interesting subject, isn't it? Because now we're talking about real golf. No offense to TGL, which I think is cool, but, you know, we need the best players, guys, in the world playing together. Don't y'all agree?
And I've
been heartbroken by this LIV Golf thing. And the reason is money shouldn't buy you everything. And golf's tradition, what makes it special, the competition, earning your way up, having a ladder. Nobody could have made it to the LIV Tour if the PGA Tour didn't exist or the European Tour. So I think we're going to, you know, that's one of the things Jimmy Dunn kind of confided is there's a deal that is imminent, guys. And what it's going to look like, I don't know. But I do know I'd like to see Bryson, and I'd like to see Brooks and DJ, and certainly Neiman. Walker's playing some of the best golf in the world. I'd like to see them playing against Scottie Scheffler and Xander Schauffele on a more regular basis. So, I don't know, let's cross our fingers, and let's hope we don't lose what makes golf special in the meantime.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more for sure. Visiting with Mitch McConnell, McConnell Automotive. All right, time to talk a little football. Give me some good news on Alabama football. Give it to me. Lay it on me.
Man, the quarterbacks are throwing it behind their backs and completing passes, Randy, is what I'm being told. So we're going to be doing the behind-the-back pass this year. I'm teasing, obviously, but I think, let me call a spade. This is the most important year of any college football coach, in my opinion, in the last decade, and it happens to be at out with Kalen DeBoer, year two. And the chemistry of the team, the coaching staff, bringing Ryan Grubb as an offensive coordinator back has brought a lot of excitement and energy. But I think most Alabama fans are thinking about Ty Simpson, Keelan Russell, and Mac Austin and what's going to happen in that quarterback room. But the energy of the team, Randy, and the cohesiveness and the lack of panic in Kalen DeBoer, just that I've witnessed, is pretty darn impressive. So I think the future is going to be bright, but I think a lot of it's going to come down to that quarterback position, and I'm excited to see it unfold.
Yeah, I agree with you for sure. Visiting Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive.
Mitch, that's exciting to hear. What about the defensive side? I mean, you've got to win with defense. What are you hearing there?
Well, there's a lot of galvanization relative to the team attitude. You saw a lot of it, you know, pick up near the second half of the year. I think the defense continued to get better and the offense regressed. And it's not all the quarterback, but some of it was play calling and so on and so forth. But I think the focus has been the defensive line and getting pressure on a quarterback and what kind of unit can Alabama be. And we've got some talent coming back. And we've got, you know, the defensive backfield, but certainly the D-line is where, Bobby, I'm going to be looking. But Kane Womack, another second-year coach, has got a lot of pressure on him, I'd say, along with the head coach, Kalen DeBoer. But ultimately, the personnel coming back and the way these guys seem to be galvanizing, a few coaching changes. Freddie Roach is just reporting a lot of progress. And keep in mind, new systems were installed last year. It wasn't just offense, it was defense. So these guys will be more familiar. But you just want to see some of that nastiness that Alabama has been known for even more than the Saban decade. And that's what I'm hearing more good things about from the team right now.
Well, and I think if you want to get a better look at the Alabama team, Caleb Castile, Jeremiah Castile's son, has just come out along with Seth Carter, have come out with The Tide That Binds, an inside look at Alabama football. And this is a six-part series. They've got six episodes. I think they've got the first one is already out. They'll drop another one each Wednesday. But take a look at that on Fox Nation. And you'll get a really good inside look at DeBoer and how he's – have you seen any of this yet, Mitch?
Yeah, I had it sent to me by Courtney Morgan, the general manager, and they're excited about it. It's really, really good, people. Even Auburn fans need to tune in, Randy. I think it's they did a heck of a job with it.
Well, I agree, and I think this will give you a good look, and you'll be able to I think if you're – kind of on the fence with DeBoer, and guys, remember he's only been there a year, okay? And you're filling in the shoes of the GOAT. That's not easy to do, all right? And the expectation of coming in and winning every ball game, with the different system and all that, just what we saw, it didn't happen. It came, we had three losses. Yeah, one was Vanderbilt. We understand that. But I think it's year two is where you will start seeing changes. And I think, you know, we always say at the beginning of a football season, we start seeing those changes between game one and game two. And I think that's what we're going to see in this coaching staff is how it changes and the players react from year one to year two. Would you agree with that for your assessment?
I 100% agree. And, you know, I also want to point out that Kalen DeBoer's offensive system is not what Alabama or Auburn or LSU or Michigan or anybody's fan saw last year. He kind of built an offense with, you know, what Jalen Milroe brought to the table, the good and the bad. And so I think what will be exciting for college football, but definitely Alabama fans, is seeing Coach DeBoer now with Ryan Grubb, his good buddy, and the original offensive coordinator for all of a week last year, guys. You know, once we get to see them build an offense not around a talent but around what they're trying to do and let those quarterbacks determine which one's best running it, I think that's probably – besides the progression, Bobby, and the defense, that's probably what I'm most excited about. Just see these multiples again. We saw it at Washington last year. There was times that Alabama's offense just looked inept. The Oklahoma game comes to mind, but, you know, the same thing happened in the bowl game. But this will be more interesting, and I think it will be a better judge of what Kalen DeBoer can do at Alabama this year. And, you know, the SEC, guys, this is going to be nuts this year. It's an arms race.
I got you.
It's going to be neat. It's going to be fun.
Guys, we got about 45 seconds here, Bobby.
Man, I'm looking at the schedule coming up. Alabama opens up with Florida State, and then, of course, a easy win, Louisiana Monroe. But then they go to Wisconsin comes to town, and then Georgia. I mean, they better be ready. It's going to be a quick start for the Tide coming up in 2025.
Well, the love will get lost real quick if there's another three losses last year. Alabama fans were all a bit spoiled by the Saban standard, but I don't see that happening, guys. I really don't. I think it's short of some unlucky losses and field goals going off goalposts, I think Alabama is going to be, you know, in the race for the playoffs again this year, but with a new quarterback.
I agree. Mitch, we are out of time, my brother. I hope everything's going well at McConnell Automotive. Next time we'll have you on and we'll just talk automobiles. How about that?
Hey, no shenanigans, Randy. That's what we like to say. If people don't like getting messed with, shop McConnell Automotive. You'll get respected. And that's all there is to say, buddy.
Well, there you go. And you can check them out at McConnellAutomotive.com. Got the whole list there. Great staff in there. Are no shenanigans there. Mitch, as always,
That's great
to have you on, brother. Have a great weekend.
It was a blessing, boys. Y'all enjoy it. Let's play some golf together soon.
Let's do it. There he goes. Mitch McConnell with McConnell Automotive. All right, we'll take our final timeout. When we come back, we got golf to get into. We got a whole bunch of stuff to get into, SEC basketball. And maybe we can say happy birthday to somebody. All right?
All right.
Don't go anywhere.
Happy
more
birthday
of Southern Fairways right after this. Here we go. All right, if you know that theme song right there, you dial 251-343-0106, 251-343-0106. Bobby will give you a four-pack to Quail Creek. That includes golf cart as well. If you know the theme song, 251-343-0106. And you don't know that one, Bobby?
Do I?
It's one of my favorites.
Yes, it is. You don't get that one.
Yeah, that's pretty easy right there. Well, Sanford's Son last week was pretty easy.
That was a good one.
Hey, welcome back to Southern Fairways. Randy Bergen along with Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. 251-343-0106. If you know the theme song there, give us a call. First winner, we'll get the golf.
Can I give him a hint?
Okay.
We've been there.
With this guy. With this on the line with us.
All right. Is he on there?
He is. Our guest is Mr. Vin Goodman, our West Coast correspondent. Vin, how you doing, my man?
Dude, I am blessed. How are you boys doing this morning?
Well, let me tell you, I kind of messed up here. I had a little happy birthday song lined up for you, and somehow I erased it. So I'm going to look at Bobby. I'm going to count to three, and he's going to sing to you, okay?
Are you ready? Cover your ears.
I'm ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Vin. Nice to have you on. I'm not going to finish that song.
Thank you.
We're great to talk to you, and we just had the theme song from a very good show, that, and we were so lucky, thanks to you and setting everything up, to go to the beautiful Hawaiian Islands and play some golf a few months ago. And that's going to be a great memory for that I'll cherish a long time. So happy birthday. Thanks for being on.
Dudes, I appreciate it. You know, you guys are both very special to me, and I've always appreciated your friendship. And, you know, I think we might need to come over to the Big Island over here again. So it's a pretty nice little place.
Yes, it is.
Are you over there now?
I am sitting, yeah. I am at a Waikiki right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's early morning for you then.
It is, but that's all right. We're getting up. We're gonna run a mile, do our up-downs, and eat some Loco Moco.
Do you know what Loco Moco is?
No, it sounds like Mui Akale Mui. But yeah.
Tell him what Loco Moco is.
All right, so Loco Moco is a pile of white rice, a patty, two eggs on top of the patty with brown gravy, and it is delicious.
Wow. My goodness.
My doctor would shoot me,
yes,
if I ate that.
Sounds like two Lipitor after that.
That's right. That's why he has to go run a mile. Oh, my That's goodness. Right. Are you playing any golf over there?
No, I tried to get on the course where they, you know, play the PGA here, and they were actually aerating their greens, so they wouldn't let the outside members play.
Ah, I got you. Well, we're visiting with Ben Goodman, our West Coast correspondent. His birthday today. He's 39 for how, what is this, the 10th time? No, this would be the 13th time.
Probably somewhere around about the 30th time.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Well, good stuff. Good stuff for sure. What you got planned for today after you do your run?
You know, we went out on the beach yesterday. I think I'm going to go out and I'm going to hold down a little beach chair and drink down a few little Cayman Jacks. And then we're going to hit a little steak restaurant tonight and kind of just take it easy. So I'm pretty blessed.
Well, we won't tie you up any longer. Just want to say happy birthday to you. Give your lovely bride, Cindy, a big hug for us, and have fun. Have a happy birthday.
I appreciate you guys. I love you very much.
All right, buddy. There you go. We love
Take
you.
Take care, Ben.
Ben Goodman.
All right, man.
West Coast correspondent. They don't get much better than that right there. I'm
no,
just going to tell you.
He's such a super guy. Big guy, too. You don't want to mess with Ben. I always like going out with him because I feel safe.
One of the best times we had is when we went to the Alabama LSU game in Baton Rouge, and it was great before the ball game, but after the ball game when Alabama won, we had to use him as our guard, our tackle, and fall in behind him as the LSU fans were trying to run us down.
Yeah, that was a very, very fun weekend. I'm so glad they got to be here. That was a good time.
That sure was. Hey, let's turn and talk a little more golf. Right now on the LPGA, they are in Thailand, just a little bit south of Bangkok. Is American Angel Yin has a 5-stroke lead right now at 21 under. She has one win under her belt, so she's looking to get a second victory on the LPGA. For the PGA guys, they're down in Mexico, where right now Aldrich Pottjitter has a 4-stroke lead at 16 under. Steven Yeager, along with Brian Campbell, those guys four back at 12 under. Aaron Rye is at 11 under right now. He's in fourth place. So some good golf going on. They didn't have all the big guns down there.
No, they don't.
And you know, you'll start seeing that. Of course, they come back and they'll be at the Cognizant Classic, which is down in Palm Beach, the PGA National Resort, and then they're at the Arnold Palmer.
Yep, and then they'll start the Florida Swing, and then we'll get ready for the Masters coming up in April. Did you see that any of the course down in Mexico? Man, I can see why they're shooting some big numbers. Those fairways are so wide.
Yeah.
You know, you come play Quail Creek and get over there, you think you're on a driving range.
Well, and I played down at Cancun before, down at Playa de Cama, and the fairways are wide. They are resort fairways.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
they are.
I can
are.
See why they shoot those numbers. And the greens look really, really good. So.
Yeah. Hey, do you know who is probably – this is going to be a weird one right here. Do you know who is probably the second richest golfer besides Tiger Woods?
Well, my first response would be Arnold Palmer.
No.
Is this tour money or –
It's not tour money. See, and that's part of it. Okay.
And I'd say Greg Norman, maybe. I don't know.
Well, world's richest golf star, other than Tiger Woods, is worth six times as much as Rory McIlroy. Are you
Scheffler?
Ready? No. It's Danielle King's boyfriend, Maverick McNealy. His dad had a business, sold it for $7 billion, and he's got over $1 billion. Maybe that, because I kept looking at him. I'm like, Daniel King, what's up with Maverick? I don't see that. Looks like two ends of a magnet, right?
Yep.
Maybe they're in love. I don't know.
Who knows? No comment.
What's your tip for today?
My tip for today, I've been thinking about that, and a lot of times I'm working with somebody that's played for many, many years, and they're looking for that little tip to hit it further, and it's sometimes it's not in the swing. Sometimes it's in your ball position. So when you're out working on your driver and it's not going the way you want it to, sometimes moving the ball forward in your stance, maybe teeing it lower, maybe teeing it a little bit higher, move it away from you, possibly move it back in your stance. I was watching Blair and Martin Hall the other day on the show, and that's one thing they did with the tee was, where do you tee it up? What height? Maybe you should move it forward. Maybe you should move it back in your stance. I encourage you in your wedge shots. A lot of you are hitting a fat wedge, usually your early release or flipping your hands. Sometimes you're out on the course, you're frustrated, work on your ball position, maybe move it back in your stance. And like I said, maybe sometimes further away from you. But imagine a 4-inch square down around your golf ball and move it in that square just a little bit. It'll help your ball strike and help you get through the round until you can get on the tee and get that lesson with your local PGA pro.
Good
but
stuff.
Work on ball position while you're practicing, and sometimes that can get you out of the bad stuff you're in.
Bobby, I got to tell you, I cheated on you yesterday. I went to see Avery Reed
Good
and
for
got
you.
Fit, and you will not believe what he said about all of my numbers.
What
they
did
were
he
fantastic.
Say? Well, good.
I was hitting the ball right in the center of the club face every time.
Cool.
So, yeah, that was good stuff. We're going to be there next Saturday, by the way, doing the show.
When did you wake up?
About 6:15 this morning. So, hey,
nice
guys, that was good stuff.
It really was.
Got to say congratulations to Sheila Leah Foley. She picks up the 4-pack to Quail Creek. So, Sheila, thank you, Miss Sheila. We appreciate you tuning in. And and if you didn't know the theme song of that, one of my favorites, Big Tom Selleck, okay?
Oh, I'm sure she's
all the ladies love Tom Selleck.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely.
That was Magnum P.I. back in the day.
Correct.
So, good stuff right there. Be sure and check out, we got a new magazine out. Joey Johnson, the editor-in-chief and publisher, has put out another really good magazine. You can pick one up anywhere, just about any golf course or in restaurants. They're all over the place. They're free. Pick one up or go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com and check it out. Bobby.
Yeah, I love seeing the magazine, and I like what Joey has to write. Also, when you go on to Southern Fairways on the website, Joey's downloaded some great information. Go back through. You can pick up a lot of info, read his previous stories. But I want to compliment you, not just because I'm on the show with you, Randy, but the job that you and Joey put together, everything that you all do for the Southern Fairways Tour is top-notch. And when I got feedback from John Michael, my assistant, it was the first time to play, he said when he got out of the car and walked up to that putting green and saw the ambiance of all the flags, the signs, the spirit of the people, the camaraderie that you have. Let me tell you, that's good feedback, and it's just an outstanding, fun tour to be a part of. I know Matt Brandt earlier in the show was complimenting you, but really, it is a very first-class run event for everybody to play in, and I just hats off to all of y'all.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We enjoy it. It's a lot of work. You know, you're part of it.
It's a lot of work.
You're the official rules official, and it takes a lot of work, but we really do it for the love. So
it's first class.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hey, we play the Peninsula. We're going to be at Craft Farms. And, guys, if you have an opportunity, go to Craft Farms and play. Go to Peninsula and play. Golf course is in great shape. Mm-hmm. Of course, Craft Farms is home to the only Arnold Palmer signature golf courses in Alabama. Go check them out. Now, we're there on March the 16th. We'll be playing Cypress Bend. Real quick, let me get into some SEC basketball today. Scheduled coming up in just a few moments at 11 o'clock. Number 6 Tennessee will take on number 7 Texas A&M. You can see that on ESPN. Mississippi State at Oklahoma. Ole Miss at Vanderbilt. Georgia will be at number 1 Auburn. That's at 3 o'clock today on ESPN. Number 2 Florida at LSU. Alabama will host number 17 Kentucky at 5. live on ESPN, Missouri at Arkansas, and Texas at South Carolina tonight at 7:30. All right, so there you go. There's the lineup. Bobby, great show. It went by fast. They had a lot of fun. Congratulations to Sheila Lee on winning. And thank you, sir, for being with us and all you do.
Come see us at Quail Creek. We got a game for everybody.
There you go. Thanks to Steve Stanley, our producer, for keeping us on the air. Thanks to Elliot Mello, Mitch McConnell, Vin Goodman, and you for being with us. Remember this. Let's hit a knee, say a prayer. God bless America. God bless Israel. We'll see you next week. We'll be at Fairhope Golf Works. You be a part of it. See you then. Bye-bye, everybody.